It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today, the LIV versus PGA war escalates. The PGA Tour began its annual FedEx Cup Championship Series this weekend in Memphis. In another 2 weeks, the golf tour's season will end in Atlanta, with this year's winner taking home an incredible $18 million.
Excellent.
The prize money offered by the PGA Tour has never been better. Heading into this weekend's golf tournament, the top money winner this year, Scottie Scheffler, has already pocketed $13 million in earnings this season. In fact, the golfer in the number 125 spot on the PGA Tour's money list this year, Nick Watney, has won $1 million this season with zero wins and just one top 10 finish in the entire season. The PGA Tour and its players are quick to remind us that they are not guaranteed one penny every weekend, as only the top half of the field advances to play on Saturdays and Sundays to split the prize money. The other 50% of the 144 golfers who begin play on Thursday will go home with nothing. The players must pay their own travel, room, board, caddies, trainers, instructors, and anything else that they spend out of their own pocket. Professional golfers are not employees of the PGA Tour either, but try not to feel too sorry for them. Almost every PGA golfer receives extra money for wearing advertisements. You've seen them on their shirts, hats, golf bag, or just about anywhere else where they can place a sponsor's name. Just 60 years ago, the great Arnold Palmer's magnetic personality helped to give golfers their first significant boost in tournament prize money ever. As televised golf became more and more popular, professional golfers finally believed that they had a chance to earn a decent living playing on the PGA Tour every weekend rather than remaining as the head golf pro at their local country club. Golfers like Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, Johnny Miller, Phil Mickelson, and of course Tiger Woods have carried the leadership baton since then and helped to increase golf's popularity and television viewership. During the 25-year Tiger Woods era, most PGA Tour golfers are now routinely making more than $1 million per season in earnings. All was going really well for the PGA Tour until Greg Norman's LIV Golf Tour set sail this spring. When the upstart LIV Golf Tour started to assemble 48 golfers this spring for their inaugural season, the league offered most new players a guaranteed signing bonus, along with dramatically higher purses for fewer golf events every season. And without a cut every week, the minimum pay for a last place finish in an LIV golf event has been $120,000. That's incredible pay for finishing 48th out of 48 pro golfers.
Yes!
The PGA Tour's policy of only paying professional golfers for making the 36-hole cut in their events has been in place for decades now. The audacity of having a competing professional golf league offering guaranteed signing bonuses, a 54-hole event instead of 72, and a $120,000 minimum pay at each event has rankled many within the professional golf world. Current PGA stars such as Justin Thomas want the exiting LIV golfers to stay away from their tour and never return. He said recently, quote, "I just, to be perfectly honest, wish one of them would have the chutzpah to say, I'm doing this for the money. Like, I personally would gain a lot more respect for them by doing that. But it's just more the players keep talking and saying that this is for the betterment of the game. The more agitated and irritated I seem to get about it." Last week, three golfers who recently signed with the LIV Golf League petitioned a U.S. court to allow them the right to compete in the PGA season-ending FedEx Cup last weekend. Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford, which sounds like a law firm, doesn't it, finished the PGA Tour season among the 125 golfers eligible to play in the FedEx Cup. So they went and asked the judge to provide a temporary restraining order which will allow them to leave the LIV Tour and compete again in the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup. Well, they lost.
Oh,
The judge ruled that the three professional golfers knew exactly what they were doing when they exited the PGA Tour to join the LIV Golf Group. The trio could not prove that they were being financially harmed by the PGA Tour's decision to keep them out of the FedEx Cup field. The PGA Tour's biggest cheerleader, Rory McIlroy, was quite pleased with the outcome. He said, quote, "From my vantage point, common sense prevailed, and I thought it was the right decision. Now that that has happened, I think it just lets us focus on the important stuff, which is golf. We can all move forward and not have that sideshow going on for the next few weeks, which is nice." Well, then on Friday of last week, the PGA Tour threw another log onto the burning fire. They are effectively taking an eraser out and wiping out the LIV refugees' names from the PGA record books. PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan advised his players last week that the PGA Tour is going to remove the suspended/resigned LIV players, a list which includes Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, and Brooks Koepka from the career money list. He indicated that this adjustment was needed to ensure that players who are seeking exemptions for next year, based on their position historically on the career money list, either the top 25 or top 50, would not be impacted by the suspended/resigned players. Right. I don't think it takes a math major to simply put an asterisk next to any former PGA member who opted to play on the LIV Golf Tour and exclude them from your count, Mr. Commissioner. I find that pretty weak stuff. Compounding this week's drama was the persistent rumor that British Open winner Cameron Smith had or will soon sign a contract with LIV Golf with a signing bonus of around $100 million. For his part, Smith refused to address the matter with the nosy golf media prior to teeing off in the first FedEx Cup tournament in Memphis last weekend. However, Cameron Smith became embroiled in a rules controversy Sunday morning after finishing his third round just two shots behind the leaders. After sending a golf ball into the lake on Saturday afternoon, Smith took a penalty drop, and the ball came to rest along the painted red line signaling the boundary of the water hazard. With a PGA Tour official on the scene, Cam Smith was allowed to play his next shot and finished out the round. But then, on Sunday morning, the PGA Tour advised Smith that he was being assessed a two-shot penalty after the round, as he was not allowed to play his shot from along the red line marking near the water hazard. The Golf Channel television crew said that the golfer basically shrugged it off and acted as if the penalty wasn't a big deal. Cam Smith would end up finishing at -9 and in a tie for 13th place. But on Monday morning, though, Cameron Smith announced that he has withdrawn from the second of the three FedEx Cup Tour events this coming weekend as a result of a lingering hip injury. After having to deal with this nonstop hounding from the golf media last week, and then enduring a surprise of hearing about receiving a retroactive two-shot penalty Sunday morning, Smith's decision to get out of the limelight for a week seems both timely to me and more than a bit curious. So to me, the anger seems to be reaching a boiling point. The battle lines between the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Group have been drawn for months. I think it's time that the LIV Tour offers a challenge match to the PGA Tour, and quickly. Using the same format as the popular Ryder Cup, these two tours could select 12 golfers apiece and then compete on the golf course for prize money donated entirely by the LIV Tour, as apparently they have no shortage of it. Now, half of the prize money would be donated to the favorite charity of each of the 24 golfers in the field. And then the 50% remaining prize money would be split by the winning team, and the losers would receive nothing at all except reimbursement for their cost of travel, room, and board. Now, golf fans would much rather see the players duke it out on the golf course instead of in the media and at the courthouse. Television and golf advertisers would be drooling to see such a matchup, too. And once a winner is crowned, I would hope that the friction between these two golf rivals might finally start to diminish. Though these two golf tours are definitely competitors, fans of golf are quickly tiring of all the pettiness on both sides. I'm Swamp Swami. Why can't we be friends?